You said that last year.
You've got a good memory, Brain.
It's my job, Frank.
Listen to your body. Get a durable Toro snowblower before the snow flies. Toro has the power to get the job done quickly and easily. Choose a lightweight PowerClear snowblower with our innovative PowerCurve technology or a rugged PowerMax with QuickStick that throws snow up to 45 feet. Go to Toro.com for a retailer near you. Toro, count on it.
All right, it's time now. Congratulations to Melinda Roden, who won our first four-pack of passes from Rave Cinemas 53 there. 18 screens, right, Darren?
Yeah.
We'll have another four-pack to give away at the conclusion of this segment. Mike Schultz is here, the entertainment editor and movie critic for the River Cities Reader. Welcome back.
I like this music.
Haven't brought this back in. I haven't done this in a while.
This is great. Wow.
Hollywood.
All right.
So you've got something to tell us, huh?
Yeah, if you don't mind me shilling for a brief moment, we'd like to invite everybody who's listening, please, to come to the River Cities Reader's 17th anniversary party next week at the Blue Cat in Rock Island, District of Rock Island. Starts at 4:30, lasts until hopefully 2:30-ish or so, but there's going to be free beverages
Wait, food. The party starts at 4:30 and goes until 2:30 a.m.
We're going to see if that actually happens.
Sounds like
or
you
not.
Guys are going to cut loose, huh?
I would love to.
So we should plan on you not being here next week? Is that what you're telling us?
I'll be here for sure. I've got a rehearsal actually that night, so I can't be there for a while. But yeah, I'm either going to go early and leave early or show up late and stay late.
By the way, the 17th anniversary is the furniture anniversary, so if you wouldn't
is
mind.
Is it really?
Buy a couch
Bring a chaise. A nice settee.
Here you go, Todd. Enjoy the Davenport.
Here's the ottoman.
Wow. All right.
Absolutely. But please come. Yeah, there'll be food, there'll be beverages, there'll be us.
Open to the public.
Absolutely. We'd love everybody to come, please.
And again, it's at Blue Cat Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday
next. 17th anniversary.
How about that? 17 years.
What did you do for your 16th anniversary?
We did a gig at Ribco, actually, last year.
Really?
We did indeed. The year before that, we were at the Capitol Theater, so we're going to get drunk in every venue in the Quad Cities eventually.
That's a good goal to have.
Definitely.
Let's talk about the movies. What did you see since we last saw you?
We saw 3D.
Uh-huh.
It's the big one, of course.
And?
Well, it's done.
Was it relentless?
No, it wasn't really relentless. I was a little bit upset.
And you say it's done.
It's over. It was, I'd say it's in my top two favorites of all of them. I mean, I don't like any of them, but it's in the top two.
And it's
it was kind of clever.
I guess you can't say why it's done, but it's certainly done.
No, not at all. But they say it's done. That's why we're going with it.
Okay.
No, it ends where it could continue, but nobody like pops up at the end and it's like, aha, we're going to start again at all. It gives you a little bit of closure. But at the end of the day, who cares?
Yeah.
It was fine for what it is.
It filled a need. No one's going to go see it this week. And it was a Halloween movie.
It was designed for one weekend. All right.
Enjoy.
Happy days.
Right on. What else did you see?
And then I saw Conviction, the one with Hilary Swank and Sam Rockwell, where the sister spends 18 years trying to get her out of prison.
Uh-huh.
You know?
How was that?
Quite good.
Was it?
Oh, right.
Yeah,
I was hoping you'd sit here and rip on it.
I know you're a little bit bummed by that.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good. I mean, it's basically just a well-made TV movie from 1984.
Yeah, sounds pretty dry.
It's kind of dry, but it's sincere. It's well-acted.
Yeah.
Juliette Lewis is hysterical. She's in it for like 5 minutes and walks off with that thing. She's great. Rockwell's really good, as always. It was a fine time.
Yeah,
I was okay with it. I like courtroom movies in general.
So if you're looking for a serious courtroom movie, that's not a bad way to go.
Yeah, it was okay.
Better than The Verdict?
No. Okay. No, very few things are better than The Verdict. You like that one, Derek?
Yeah, I do like
that
one.
Yeah, it's good.
Is that the one where he's drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great one.
Paul Newman?
Yeah.
David Mamet script?
Let's
good stuff. James Mason.
Let's
James
take a look.
Mason.
I want you to come to work for my firm, Lolita. I can't do James Mason without ending with
it has to be Lolita.
That's my tuning
fork.
It's my tuning fork.
To make sure he got it right.
Uh-huh. Right. There you go.
50,000 leagues under the sea, Lolita.
Join us for the flotilla.
Robert Downey Jr. and Zach Galifianakis have a new movie called Due Date. The two of them are forced to hitch a ride.
That's all I had.
Okay, all right.
It's a cross-country road trip that goes wrong at every possible turn. I liked it better when John Candy and Steve Martin did it, but here's a clip. Here the two of them are getting to know each other. Again, a Due Date in theaters as of today.
Peter, what brought you to Atlanta? Business or pleasure?
Business.
Business? What kind of business?
Architecture.
How'd you get into architecture?
College. Anything else? because I'm trying to...
I'm sorry, Peter. We're going to be traveling for a few days, and it wouldn't hurt to get to know each other.
Ethan, what brought you to Atlanta? Business or pleasure?
My daddy died. I went to Atlanta to go to his funeral.
Gee, I didn't know. I'm sorry.
He's the one that kind of motivated me to get on the TV.
I have a friend. He's in that industry.
Does he work on 2.5 Men?
No.
That's too bad, because 2.5 Men is the reason I wanted to become an actor.
Right.
Especially the second season.
And that's the line that makes it genius.
Especially the second season.
Well, he's right, though. He's right, though. But while you have... Play the thing about the lone wolf.
No. We're not doing Hangover.
I kind of want to hear it now.
Well, that's from the Hangover.
All right.
Listen, Zach Galifianakis is the same guy in every movie.
I know.
But it's a very funny guy. And it hasn't really worn off yet.
Yet.
Yeah. Yet. So check that out.
Yeah.
Due date.
I can't wait.
I don't know why it is, but I get a kick out of semi-confused characters.
I have a theory as to why that is, which I'll share with Mike when you're not in the room.
Ouch.
Here now is our second movie of the week, Megamind. Will Ferrell is the voice of Megamind, the most brilliant and least successful supervillain the world has ever known. In this clip, Megamind taunts Metro Man, who is played, by the way, by Brad Pitt. Gonna be killing computer-animated Nazis!
Over here, old friend. In case you haven't noticed, you've fallen right into my trap.
You can't trap justice. It's an idea, a belief.
Even the most heartfelt belief can be corroded over time.
Justice is a non-corrosive metal.
But metals can be melted by the heat of revenge.
It's revenge, and it's best served cold.
But it can be easily reheated in the microwave of evil.
Well, I think your warranty is about to expire.
Maybe I got an extended warranty.
Warranties are invalid if you don't use the product for its intended purpose.
Oh, girls, you're both pretty. Can I go home now?
Revenge.
Revenge.
Boy, that looks really good, too.
It kind of does.
Yeah.
All right.
Girls, okay. You're both pretty. Can I go home?
It sounds
now?
A bit like Despicable Me.
It does,
doesn't it?
Yeah, with a the whole bit. Idea of the villain that is kind of hasn't.
Kind of lovable?
Well, the villain that hasn't really done anything.
Yeah.
See, I still haven't seen Despicable Me. That should be out on DVD it's a lot of here fun. Pretty soon,
it,
right?
I mean, yeah. If it's not already. Yeah. It's a fun one. I had a good
if it's
time.
As good as that, then it'll be fine.
Then we're in great shape.
There's a character looking at the poster who looks an awful lot like the character from The Incredibles that was voiced by. What's his name? My name is Earl. When he's
oh,
like the,
Jason Lee.
Yeah, Jason Lee. This guy with the red hair looks like that villain from The Incredibles, but it's a different studio, so it can't be the same guy.
Right.
But just looking at this, I think that might bother me.
Hmm.
Yeah, we'll find out.
What was that character's name? Now it's killing me.
Well, because he wanted to be like a. I want to say the character's name was Flamo, but that's probably a horrible name.
That's probably
he
not
was
it.
Fiery.
I'd like to
he
have...
He wanted to be the sidekick, and then he came back as Ultimo or something like that, right?
Yeah. Jeez, I can't remember.
Samuel
I've seen that movie
Jackson
like 50
was
times.
Free Zone, right?
Free Zone, yep.
I'd like to have that Megamind hat.
With the big giant blue head kind of thing? Yeah, it's not a bad look.
That'd be fun.
It's not.
Also opening today, I don't have a clip for it, but Waiting for Superman, which is a documentary about the public school system.
Yeah. This one looks, it's getting some great reviews and a few not so great reviews. But yeah, it's about kids in a public school system who are get entered into a lottery, basically, on whether they can go to college. You know, and it all comes down to whether the right number on your ball gets picked.
Drawn.
You know, yeah, it's horrible, but yeah.
So it's kind of like the reverse draft.
It's absolutely. Yeah, it's like, please. 187. Uh-huh. Yes.
Bring it on.
And then I didn't get to go to college because I had flat feet.
4F.
4F.
That was my report card. I had 4F.
Yeah,
so otherwise,
4Fs.
I could have gotten into a good school.
Exactly.
Also opening today for Colored Girls, Janet Jackson, Loretta Devine, and Thandie Newton star in director Tyler Perry's adaptation of the award-winning play.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen this play, Mike?
I've never seen it, but I've read it.
Yeah,
it was on our college syllabuses all over the place
in the
80s.
Yeah. It was one of those things you had to read.
It's good. It's a really good piece.
Well, we'll see what
we'll see what happens.
Here's a clip from the new movie for Colored Girls.
Tell me the truth, Carl. Who have you been sleeping with?
You have no idea how much I hate coming up into this house sometimes.
You're saying a lot, Carl. You're saying a lot without saying nothing at all.
I'm sorry.
Save your sorry. One thing I don't need are any more apologies.
Oh, my God. Are you going to go sit through that?
I am.
Oh,
yeah.
You are a
I haven't
glutton
missed, I haven't
punishment.
Missed a Tyler Perry movie in
Tyler
4
Perry,
years,
okay.
I don't think.
And he's responsible for the...
The Madea movies.
The Madea movies.
Yeah.
Yeah,
as
I don't think she's making a cameo.
As opposed to
one.
The...
that would be great if she did.
As opposed to the Tracy Jordan Bitch Mama series. Did you see that?
He still makes me happy, that guy, I swear.
Yeah, that's...
Bitch Mama series.
That's, boy. That's, have, I mean this, Mike.
Yeah.
Have fun sitting through 2 hours
have
of that.
Have a good time.
Because that's the sexiest part of the movie they sent for us to enjoy.
There was that weird moment where... Sounded like they were on the beach, but I think it was just somebody like under the covers somewhere. It was like 10 seconds of rustling.
I'll tell you what that reminded of after this clip.
I am a Jedi!
Tracy Jordan, star of the Fat Bitch movies, was also voted worst representation of a black man 9 years in a row. Perhaps best known for his FCC fines.
Diabetes.
Thank God I didn't anybody, and thank God I didn't
okay, Fat Bitch
the
movies.
Fat Bitch movies.
Fat Bitch movies.
That clip from that Tyler Perry movie reminded me of on Speech Team. You'd have to every once in a while sit in and watch the drama kids do their little tandem things.
Sure.
And they'd always like pick something like that. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
Like, and it would always
something
be like,
designed to make you miserable.
You don't know what it was like for me growing up. Well, you don't understand how hard I had to work. It's
an excellent Cicely Tyson.
It's gonna be 2 hours. Yeah, that's what it is.
I thought it was Neil Diamond.
It's a shame that my Cicely Tyson and
sounds
my Neil
so
Diamond.
Much like Neil
all right,
Diamond.
All right, let me. This is
Cicely Tyson speaking to Neil Diamond.
This is what I imagine it would sound like if there was a movie from the 70s written by Alex Haley starring Cicely Tyson and all right, let's do Alex Haley Sounder starring Cicely Tyson and Neil Diamond.
Boy, I work my fingers to the bone trying to put food on a table so you and that dog could eat. And now I needs you to go and kill that dog. I'm gonna kill that dog, Mama. I'm gonna kill it for you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Mm.
Thank you. That's
that
Alex Haley's
spectacular.
Sounder.
Yeah.
And then at the end, come here, boy. I got something I gotta do. And roll the credits.
Perfect.
Finn.
He's Mike Schultz.
Oh, man.
He's got some movie watching to do. We better let him go. And you know what? You have some movie watching to do as well. We have yet another 4-pack of passes to give away, courtesy of Rave Motion Pictures.
Davenport 18 on 53rd. Visit ravemotionpictures.com for showtimes, all digital pictures with more stunning 3D offerings, free refills on large popcorn and soft drinks, IMAX theaters coming by the end of the year.
I'm so sorry my dog got rabies.
Thank you.